Hey guys, it's Mickey here. Today, I'm very proud to announce that this is our first podcast. This is a portal for you guys to listen to on your free time. I know that everyone's busy, that everyone has things to do, that we're out there in the field, we're talking to people, we're doing so many different things. Whenever you have a little bit of time, this podcast is supposed to help highlight just a few things that are going on in the industry and help to share information and resources that may be useful to you and your broker journey, the under 65 broker journey. So this podcast is brought to you by Affordable Care Agents. And again, we're here to bring you the latest updates, insights, and opportunities for you and people in the healthcare industry. Now, Metro Plus recently shared an update, and this is what all of us have been waiting for. And for the people that have been patiently waiting, thank you. I appreciate you. There have been a few people that I've asked to wait because there were certain things that we were working on to try to see if we can sweeten up the deal a little bit just for you, the brokers. Now, and the brokerages, obviously. But this update is specific just for the brokers. So they rolled out some exciting changes that will significantly impact how brokers earn commissions and bonuses. We're going to dive right in. So they're increasing their commissions. This is one of the best things that has happened with Metro Plus. The increase in the per member per month payments from $20, which is very low compared to industry standards and especially compared to what other U65 carriers are paying, to $30 per member per month. This is pretty good. And at this point, this is the highest paying plan. And hopefully, this could set the tone for other people or other carriers. And hopefully, that would lead to other positive changes in commission structures. We'll see. We'll just wait and see. Now, another update is that there is no more of that 12-month re-enrollment waiting period. So if you've had situations where, let's say, you meet somebody with Metro Plus, they are already on Metro Plus, and somebody disenrolls them, and you talk to them on the street or over the phone, they somehow find you and they say, hey, you know what, I want to go back on Metro Plus. Now, if they were on Metro Plus before that year, Metro Plus wouldn't pay you your commission. However, now the situation is different. So if you were to enroll this person now, right, Metro Plus will pay you. Okay, so making retention and acquisition easier than ever and much better in many different ways. So to rephrase that even more, so clients who disenrolled, they had to wait 12 months before coming back. Okay, that's over. No more. So if they come to you and they re-enroll with you, you will get credit for them. And that is a very good thing, thanks to the Metro Plus executive team, including Ms. Romlin. She's great. Now, the 36-month residual cap is also gone. So that's pretty much the third update that I wanted to share with you guys. So when you are working with these carriers, you really need to pay particular attention to how long they're going to be paying you for. So, okay, you're signing these contracts, right? And you're putting people on these plans. And let's say you have 100 people, right? 100 people. And let's say you're getting $30 for each person, then we're talking about $3,000 right there every month, right? But Metro Plus had this residual cap, and they limited that to 36 months, which is very problematic. But at this point, they have removed it, and they made it even better. So you can keep earning commissions without limits, and this will create a stable, long-term revenue stream, guys. Okay, take advantage of this. Now, bonuses. This is the fourth update on Metro Plus. Now, the bonuses initially, when they came out with these bonuses, they were okay. They're all right to work with, but compared to what other carriers are offering, this is definitely a step forward, I would say, in some way, shape, or form, because they never had these bonuses before. But now, what they did was they increased the bonuses. So they're looking at the net new members, and they have a tiered structure. So if we're looking at 10 to 19 enrollments, they're keeping the bonus at $200. 20 to 30 enrollments, they're keeping the bonus to $500. So they increased it by $200. So previously it was $300. Now it's $500. 31 to 40 enrollments, so that's $850. So they also increased that from $600. 41 to 50 enrollments, that's $1,150. They increased that from $800. 51 to 60, they increased that to $1,550 from $1,200. 61 to 70 enrollments, they increased that to $2,150 from $1,400. 71 to 90 enrollments, they increased that to $2,200 from $1,600. 91 to 100 enrollments, for those of you that are the heavy hitters, right? 2,400, not bad. So that used to be, they used to pay out about 1,800 for the bonus. And any enrollments above 100, or I would say 100 plus, the bonus is 2,600, and that was increased by $600. So used to be 2,000, now it's 2,600. Now, here's the best part, right? They have something called a kick bonus, and now this kick bonus, it was lower. So before, you needed to hit about 400 enrollments per quarter, making it 400 enrollments per quarter. Depends on how you work and how you hustle, right? I mean, we have people that hit way over 400 per quarter. However, they lower that requirement from 400 to 350. Well, it's rather not a requirement, but it's just a goal or a target for us to hit, because this kick bonus does help, and it's $3,000. So you hit 350 net enrollments in that quarter, you make $3,000. You don't have to hit 400 anymore, just 350, guys. 50 less, okay? It's still better than 50 more. Now, what does this mean to you? These enhancements are designed to put more money in your pocket, give you greater flexibility, and reward you for your efforts and hard work, right? So, if you're looking to expand your book of business and maximize your earnings, there's never been a better time to get involved with MetroPlus. Why is it important to have MetroPlus under your belt? Because this will give you the flexibility to offer more products. You want my opinion? Well, whether you like it or not, there are always going to be providers that would like MetroPlus over any other carriers, like Vision Places, or like primary care facilities, or hospitals who have relationships with MetroPlus. MetroPlus is part of HHC. The relationships that MetroPlus has with the hospitals and with certain clinics, they may be a preferred choice. Now, you have situations where providers may be optimized by other insurances. For instance, when I worked at UnitedHealthcare, when I was a manager there, we had a whole list of providers that were being optimized. Some of those providers had big, big panels, and they were scrambling to retain their clients, especially people who were on UnitedHealthcare, because they were losing the UnitedHealthcare contract. So they needed somebody to transition that business over to an insurance that they accept. If there is an opportunity like this for you, you can hit us up, you can call me, and we can help you. We can even invite MetroPlus to come in to do a meet and greet and take it from there. Now, my word of advice, guys, is don't wait, take action. So with increased commissions, bigger bonuses, and removal of restrictions, MetroPlus is offering an incredible opportunity. You can reach out to affordablecareagents.com or you can call 347-560-9396 or you can send an email to contracting@affordablecareagents.com or if you feel comfortable in communicating with me directly, you can call me directly. I'm here for you guys. Okay, you can call me at 212-300-7273. So, anyway, I'm proud that we were able to put up this podcast, this first podcast. And again, this is for your convenience and for your growth. I want to make sure that we have consistent updates about the industry and the things that are happening and the people that are making a difference. Just remember, I was pushing MetroPlus to open up this channel for us as well, okay? And we're going to continue to drive this industry and we're going to continue to make a difference, whether to people, providers, or the plans. Now, stay tuned. There are going to be some opportunities, some shared opportunities, and visit the website if you have to or subscribe. So that's all for today's episode. Stay connected with us at affordablecareagents.com for the latest broker updates, industry news, and expert insights. Until next time, keep growing, keep earning, and keep making a difference.